Blog Talk Radio.com. Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you to call, share your thoughts, your comments on whatever might happen to be on your mind, although the overarching topic for the evening has been polygamy and some of the even more controversial things that are associated with polygamy, like maybe incest, but also just the kind of the weird FLDS cults that live out in the middle of Arizona and Utah, and they
communities.
They marry off their children, their daughters specifically, at about age 12 or so, and to men in their 50s.
Some of
these people do that. And, you know, how do you deal with that? Is that coercion?
Sounds like it to me.
To brain? What's that?
Sounds like it to me.
Do you think brainwashing is coercion?
I think that it's a significant deviation from the norm.
For them, it's normal.
Yeah, I got you.
Who are you to say that your life is normal?
Yeah, a normal person.
Are you saying you're normal, Mark?
Yes.
Mm.
I mean, it's from sitting where I am. Yeah.
Congratulations. You've made it to normal from having spent 9 years in prison.
That's right. I've made it to normal.
All right. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. And by the way, we do have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And if I get a chance, I do have a detailed interview here with a member of the Kingston Group. This is one of the fairly large polygamist groups in the Salt Lake City area, supposedly own 97 businesses in Greater Salt Lake City, and approximately 4,000 members strong. We'll tell you more about them here if we get a chance, but we actually had Crichton on the line listening on Roku in Louisville, Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live. What do you want to share tonight? Do we have Crichton on the line? Crichton in Louisville? Going once. Crichton in Louisville going twice.
I'm still here.
Oh, we got you there, Crichton. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the developer in Las Vegas who is selling his mansion for Bitcoin.
That's interesting.
I have a $7 million mansion, and because his children are all grown and then two of his sons have already made fortunes of their own in Bitcoin, he decided to offer his mansion for sale by Bitcoin. And I was thinking that if I hadn't lost everything I had, I could have been a contender.
How'd you lose it?
Well, I've called him earlier this year and that I shorted Bitcoin. I thought it was going to, when I hit $80 a piece, I didn't think, well, that's got to be a bubble. It's got to come back down there. And I shorted it to about $67 a piece. And stop loss number was $97, and it shot right through that. And
yeah.
It wiped out everything I had. Well, not everything, but I mean, I still have some, but nothing like that. So, yeah, it was catastrophic.
Sorry to hear it.
Bummer, dude. So he's put the mansion on the market, but it has not yet sold. So is he only accepting Bitcoin, or will he also accept cash?
I really doubt he's only accepting Bitcoin. That wouldn't be rational, but he did. He was very open about accepting Bitcoin if someone had interest in it.
Very good. Thanks, Crichton. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's one I want to share.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. I had heard at some point that someone sold a house for Bitcoin, but I don't know when or where or any of the details on it. It's just one of those things I heard through the rumor mill. Be interesting to see more of that sort of thing happen. I mean, it's relatively easy to transfer bitcoins from one account to the next.
So sure is.
Giving the bitcoin over to the title company for escrow would not be a difficult thing to do, and it would cost zero. You wouldn't have to pay any wire transfer fees or anything like that. I mean, it would cost next to zero because the bitcoin transaction fees are extremely low.
You could probably do it
for 10 cents.
Yeah, you could put some change on a transaction in order to get it to move along a little more quickly.
Let's go to Corey, I believe, listening in, I forget where. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. I didn't write it down.
Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, Corey, all right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I actually think that polygamy might be a positive thing in the short term, possibly socially destabilizing in the long term. But as far as, I mean, right now there's a lot of single mothers out there who don't have partners, and there's a lot of good men out there who would probably be glad to marry them if it was legal. Now, the issue between women might be a problem, but there's that, and then there's also economies of scale where things become cheaper when you do find communal living.
Yeah, one of the arguments for marriage is that two can live more cheaply than one. Is that if you get together, you contract to love each other and live together for the rest of your lives, that you can build wealth more easily than a single person can.
Yeah, precisely. That's kind of where I see it. I thought about this a good bit. You know, I saw my wife watches this show that you were talking that was on Facebook, Sister Wives.
Okay.
And I saw that, and at first it was like, hey, that's not normal. And as I thought about it more and more, I was like, I don't see too much of a problem. But Mike, I had a question about the Bitcoin matching. If we do the AMP program and we don't want you to match us, but I want to donate it to you guys, can we do that?
I suppose you could. I mean, the guy who's offering Bitcoins, what you're talking about for our listeners that don't know, is we're offering a matching option for all new Free Talk Live amplifiers. And I want to thank everybody who signed up this last week. I do the AMP processing every week on Saturdays. And so I went through, and we went up by probably $75 this week, which was great.
Not bad.
And
considering it's $5 a piece, that's really great.
Well, that's the minimum. People this week, one guy did 25, another couple did 10. So we had some good golds and platinums come on board. And so you give $5, it turns into 10, because we've got people that are willing to match up to $950 per month of AMP contributions for Free Talk Live. And the AMP program is to help us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations and bring new listeners to Free Talk Live. So you get matching dollars, but there's also an additional offer that ends on Christmas, so you've got less than 2 weeks to take advantage of it, that will give you, if you want it, the Bitcoin matching, meaning that you pay for AMP, say $5 a month, that $5 for your first month will be bought in Bitcoin and sent to you in Bitcoin. So essentially it's a wash for you for your first month of AMP. You AMP up $5, we get the matching five. We get your $5, we get the matching $5. You get $5 worth of Bitcoin in return. And so your question about it was what now, Cody?
Whether we can just forward the Bitcoin to you. I mean, I love Bitcoin and all, but
yeah, as long as you put instructions about that in your email, I'm sure James won't have a problem with it.
You can get our address at bitcoin.freetalklive.com and send it there.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, if that's explicit in your email and I send that along to James, he's the guy who's fulfilling all those, and I'm sure he wouldn't have a problem with it. Otherwise, it might look like I'm inserting my own Bitcoin address into people's emails and could look a little scummy. So make sure you're explicit. And Corey, thanks for the call. Again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to sign up for the AMP program. And gosh, we sure do appreciate it. Now, by the way, the one-time contribution option on the AMP page is also being matched. Again, the matching contributions are up to $950 per month. We want to get that coming along in monthly contributions at $950, and we're probably at around $700 worth at this point. So getting closer to that final goal. If you don't, for whatever reason, you don't feel comfortable doing the monthly contribution, you can do a one-time contribution, and that will be matched. It won't be Bitcoin matched. That's only for new amplifiers, and for old amplifiers that up their existing amplifier, they can get Bitcoins as well. So hope that clears that up. John's listening in Carson City, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I applaud the victory of the Browns because, these consensual relations they have should not be criminalized. But it raises the question of whether they should be granted legal recognition of marriage. And I know that we all agree that the government should stay out of marriage, but given that the government is in marriage and likely to stay in it for a while, does the idea of equality under the law require that, we grant legal recognition to all marriages?
Right.
I think that the general reception of the New Hampshire law recognizing gay marriage was pretty positive on Free Talk Live.
It was.
Yeah, it was. And I'll tell you, this raises a real problem, because imagine hiring a man that you didn't know was polygamous and then being required to provide insurance for his nine wives.
That doesn't make much sense. Stand by, John. We can bring you back here in a moment. I want to get your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. 450 free. That is the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Hey, you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, you will have to send us a request, a contact request on Skype, but that's easy to do, and we'll accept it, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us from that point forward. So, again, get on the line here in whatever way works best for you. It's a live Saturday show, and we continue with your calls in moments.
So coffee is one of the most absorbent crops on Earth, as I understand, second only to tobacco, which means that when they use the pesticides, the herbicides, those kind of things, and probably most specifically, what really disturbs me is coffee is grown not in the continental United States, so it's often grown in countries that don't have rules against leaded gas. So when the gas is burned, the lead goes into the air, then it hits the soil, then it goes, I assume, into the crops. This is something that really bothers me, is the health hazards that surround coffee. And you have no clue whence the coffee comes that you buy at the grocery store or at these coffee shops around the country, all these big-name coffee shops. You don't have any clue. Well, I can tell you that if you get the coffee from Buzz Box Coffee, not only will you get the best coffee that is grown in a fashion that prevents these kind of things from happening, but you're also going to help us fund 100 World Vision microfinanced World Vision financed microloans to help people to get their own coffee farms. So rather than them, you know, just giving them a handout, you're helping them to actually break the generational chains of poverty where they live. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get a free pound of coffee. It's available to you at coffee.freetalklive.com. You've got to pay the shipping on it, but otherwise it's a free pound. You can try it out. We want you to know it's really great coffee. And you can help us to make the world a freer place, one cup at a time. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to John, listening in Carson City, Nevada, to LRN.FM. John, want to make sure you had time to get your thoughts out, so do go ahead.
Sure. I think that the main reason for the existence of legal recognition of marriage is to dole out positive rights and entitlements to people, and those entail coercive obligations on others. And that's why I oppose any enlargement of marriage, increasing marriage. You know, this is why I'm not in favor of recognizing gay marriage or polygamous marriage, nor am I in favor of legal recognition of straight marriage.
Yeah, I think this is a difficult tack to take, but I'm getting more and more convinced of it as I see these stories. I do agree that oftentimes that it has to do with all these positive rights. It's not like we can deny that the existence of laws. When you know, I think that the law should recognize people equal treatment under the law, but. The problem is the law with all the benefits that go behind straight marriage and forcing businesses to, you know, maybe provide insurance to employees and things like that. It gets really murky, and it's a very difficult, conundrum to deal with. But I think when you start looking at polygamy and you see, well, you know, if the government can't discriminate against whom they hire, and they end up hiring some dude who has 14 wives, and suddenly, you know, all those benefits go to all those the housewives that aren't working for the government, that's an entirely different situation than hiring a single guy.
And that's why I say that the idea of equality under the law is incoherent in the context of positive rights and obligations. It's incoherent when you're talking about actually committing crimes against other people to do this.
Yeah, I definitely understand the concern. I think that if somebody were to propose legalizing polygamy with the polygamous family having the exact same legal bennies as normal marriage, like you were saying, with health care coverage or whatever, I think that would be an ideal time for somebody else to counter-propose a bill and say, you know, maybe we ought to get the state out of this marriage thing. It just doesn't make any sense. And as you start adding in more partners and more legal obligations, it gets even more complicated.
Yeah, what about that, John? What about, just weighing down the government's entitlement system so heavily that it finally just has to say, you know what, you people are on your own. You can live in whatever houses you want to live together. You can have whatever pieces of paper you want to get from whatever church, but we're not giving you any more stuff.
Well, the it's not like government pays the price. It's actually individuals who pay the price. So government really doesn't get tired of imposing things on individuals, I don't think.
There you go.
Thanks, John, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Bruce is in Charlottesville, Virginia, listening to WCHV. Hey, Bruce.
Hello there. I'm calling in reference to feedback on the, I guess, the bling we have to listen to the radio on and off tonight in the car. And talking about the earned income credit, and you said if you had 72 children from your wives or whatever, you get earned income credit, and they're only good now for about approximately three children. They're only going to get the credit for three children, so the other 69 would be unfunded. So it's not
so you're
like
saying there's a limit.
Is that so? There's a limit on the earned income? There's a limit. Okay, great.
I used to work for a major tax company years ago, and it was two. And also, too, you talked about your thing about the rights on the marriage. You do have a marriage penalty tax. I'll give you an example. If you have one spouse earns a big income and the other one wants to go out there and just earn some pocket change, the second one is taxed at her husband or other spouse's tax rate.
Can they not file separately, though?
Oh, then somebody's going to get penalized big time, and then both sides have to itemize. And it's going to somebody is really going to get dinged on that.
Man, this tax stuff sounds like a real hassle. I feel sorry for anyone that has to do it.
Oh, I mean, the tax code needs to be. You can't fix it. You need to.
How about just opt out? How about just people opt out? Just say forget it.
Well, then you're going to be having some other problems down the line.
Maybe you will. I mean, not everybody ends up going to the jail cell for not paying taxes, although Lauryn Hill is now going to prison.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you have somebody, you know, doctors making, a nice salary, his wife wants to work part-time, they file their joint return together, she's taxed at his rate.
Interesting. Bruce, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855 450 free. By the way, musician Lauryn Hill has been sent to jail for failing to pay taxes on time and was very vocal about the injustice of her situation in the courtroom. This report from IntelliHub.com identifying her situation as an example of modern slavery. And I happen to agree with her. She told the judge that I'm a child of former slaves who had a system imposed on them. I had an economic system imposed on me. She said, somebody did the math and it came to around $600 million, and I sit here before you trying to figure out how to pay a tax debt. If that's not like enough to slavery, I don't know. And she is now going to be going to a prison, apparently, for this.
I think that there's an analogy to be drawn here. In a system of slavery, in the case that she's referring to, chattel slavery, your labor is co-opted. It's in slavery, not at 100%, because, food and shelter and things like this, medical care, have to come back. So, I don't know, 85%. So when you're talking about a tax system that taxes it, well, income taxes at 35%, maybe 40%, and then the other taxes tacked on top, so going up to maybe 55% or something, what's the difference? I mean, it's just a lower level of slavery, and you get to pick your job.
She'll be spending 3 months in federal prison, so thank goodness it's not too long, and then she'll have a year's worth of supervised release, $60,000 fine. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring us anything. We're here live on this Saturday edition, but we do it 7 nights a week. So actually, you can get Mark tomorrow night on the Sunday edition of the program.
That's right, 7 nights a week, Free Talk Live.
7 to 10 at night Eastern are our live hours. So if you're not hearing us live on your local talk radio station, you can always call in anyway during our live hours and then listen to your call later on when it's played back if you're listening into late broadcast on a number of our radio great radio affiliates. The Free State Project is over 75% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people who have decided that they are going to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We've got over 15,000 people that are signed up now for the Free State Project, which is very exciting because over 1,500 of those 15,000 are already here, and they are making a difference. I'll give you an example. Amanda Billy Rock, who we've had briefly on the air on this show in the past, has been earlier this morning, I guess around midnight, was arrested in Laconia. She was pulled over for running a red light, I guess, and she refused to talk to the police officer who was interrogating her, attempting to interrogate her.
I think you have the right to not, divulge information against yourself. You know, there's the Fifth Amendment, the right to remain silent.
You do. Well, all we know is what we've heard from witnesses. I haven't heard directly from Amanda on the story yet. She is willing to come on the show and talk about her experience, so hopefully we'll have her on Monday night. But just to give you an example, she was arrested. The word got out to the Liberty community here here in New Hampshire, and people were calling the jail. People even outside of New Hampshire were calling the jail. Our friend Derek J. posted up his video on freekeen.com, where you can actually listen to his call of talking to this owner, this jail bureaucrat who was being a stick in the mud, refusing to give out any information whatsoever about Amanda, not even what her charges were. And so it looked
like
it
a real problem that they can incarcerate people and not give out charges.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa. You're using my money to incarcerate people and you won't tell me what they're being held for?
The guy basically just kept saying it was policy. It's policy.
Well, of course it's policy. But he's not responsible for policy, right?
Right. Yeah, he said, oh, you can talk to the superintendent on Monday.
Responsibility.
He was saying, this jail guard was saying it could be until Monday before she's released because she'd go in front of a judge. But now she was released just a few hours later. After the calls to the jail began, they cut her out the door. So, you know, did the jail calls have an effect on whether or not they released her? We can't really say for sure, but it certainly can't hurt, I don't think, to have people show an interest in you when you're the one in the clutches
of the
state.
We've seen people bad things happen to inmates when they've gotten calls. They've been put into segregation as a result. So, yeah, bad things can happen.
I understand what you're saying, Mark, that there could be some sort of action taken against an inmate because people are calling on the outside. But I think overall, it's generally a good thing because then those jails know that that person is not forgotten about and that there are people on the outside who care and are willing to continue to check in on the whereabouts and the well-being of that individual. So, those stories don't really happen very often. There was the one instance of... Well, there have been positive reactions.
There have been positive and negative reactions,
ones.
Absolutely.
Some of the positive ones have been that the jail guards have been blown away by all of the attention that one inmate would be receiving, and then they treat that person better as a result of that because they perceive that there's attention being paid to their deeds behind the bars. So anyway, we're going to have Amanda on, but I just gave you that one example because people came to her aid. They went, they picked her up. There of course, are already Free State Project participants living in the Laconia area. Some of our friends on the show, Kate Nademo from copblock.org, live out there now, and so they were kind of point people on this particular episode. So we've got people all across the state. If something goes down with a liberty activist up here, it does not happen in a vacuum. So if you want to know what it's like to have a community of people who actually love freedom and are willing to do something about it, you really owe it to yourself to check out the Free State Project. What would happen to you if you were arrested where you live? Would your parents even do anything about it? Because in most places, that's all you got. You got mom and dad or whatever relatives that, you know, care about you who might be willing to come bail you out or, show up to a court hearing. But here, if you want the help, now you can... not ask for help, and then people probably aren't going to do anything for you if you don't want the assistance. But if you want help, people are going to come back you up at court. They're going to come there with you. They're going to help you out. They might even post bail for you. I can't guarantee you that. Obviously, you can't guarantee that somebody's going to post bail for you, but it has happened, especially if you tell people, look, I will pay you back if you post bail. Then, and you've got good credit with the community, then somebody's likely going to step up and do that for you. Or you can tell people, I don't want you to post bail. I don't believe in posting bail. If I go in, let me sit. So you can kind of give instructions to your activist friends as far as what should be done if you are arrested. And it's funny, too, because I had told Amanda Billy Rock when she was out here in Keene, she had explained to me that the reason why she didn't move to Keene, she was originally considering between Keene and Manchester. She ended up moving to Manchester. It's kind of the big city in New Hampshire. The reason why she didn't move to Keene was because she watched Derek J's victimless crime spree. She said she didn't want to get arrested. And, of course, I pointed out that, well, if you're going to do public activism, and your activism is going to be noticeable and possibly have an impact, there's a good chance that at some point some government agent's going to decide that you should be arrested. No, they'll concoct something or just wait for the right opportunity to come after you. But they will come after you if you're having an impact. So I said there's a good chance you're going to be arrested, in which case that's the reason why you want to be in Keene. Because if you go to jail in Keene versus go to jail in Manchester, it's going to be a whole different experience. The jail in Manchester is widely known as probably the worst jail in all of New Hampshire. Maybe one of the baddies in all of New England, but it's widely known as a bad jail in New Hampshire. Whereas the jail here in Cheshire County, we like to call the Keene Spiritual Retreat because it is definitely not near as bad as many other jails can be. In the case of Amanda Billyrock, I sent her a message saying you're fortunate that you didn't get arrested in Manchester. Because she was arrested in Laconia, which is a different county, so she didn't have to go to the worst jail in all of New Hampshire. Anyway, go to freestateproject.org. Please learn more about this movement, because the more people we get here, the more effective the movement for freedom can be. If your liberty movement where you live is either non-existent or ineffective, and that pretty much describes most of them, pretty much everywhere else, go to freestateproject.org. All right, so we were talking about the Kingston Group, or we had barely started to talk about the Kingston Group. Got an interview of a 25-year-old man, Val, who was banished from his family by his father 2 years previous for having sexual relations with other men. Now, the Kingston Group is a supposed 4,000-member-strong polygamous group that lives in the Salt Lake City area and apparently owns about 97 businesses in the area. So the interviewer asked the gentleman, Val, how does the Kingston Group operate in Salt Lake City when the LDS Church and the U.S. government has banned the practice of polygamy? Now, by the way, the news earlier was that a U.S. District Court judge threw out the cohabitation portion of the statutes against polygamy, so it is no longer illegal in Utah to live with multiple people.
And no longer illegal to in the rest of the United States, the other 49 states either. It's no longer illegal in the United States to be effectively be polygamous.
If you try to get more than one legal marriage, that's when you're going to cross the line. So he says, we're everywhere in Salt Lake City. We're mainstream, so you can't even tell when you come in contact with one of us. You know, you probably pass us in the grocery store, but we don't talk to outsiders. We aren't super rude, and we will respond when people say hi or how's it going, but we don't engage in conversation. Question, do you still consider yourself part of the group? Oh, no. When I was 23, I was out dating outsiders, boys and girls. When my dad found out after 6 months of me doing it, he got pretty upset. While I was at work, he brought me a key and said, all of your stuff is in a motel, room 105. I went to the motel, and he told me to come pick up my check with all of my money, and that was it. Question, how long was the motel paid for? How long did you have a place to live? He says, I have no idea. It was their motel. They own it. The Kingston Group owns a lot of big businesses, a coffee shop, garbage company, grocery store. Don't people in Salt Lake know, says the interviewer? Yeah, they're probably not aware exactly, but people definitely know about it. There's always been polygamy in Salt Lake. Well, how many wives does your father have? My dad has 14 wives. My mom was the seventh wife, and she has 12 kids. It was pretty easy for me to date for 6 months before he found out because there were so many of us.
This is where they can't keep track of them all.
Guess how many siblings he has.
It's got to be dozens and dozens.
We'll come back with more, and the answer here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today, have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth 12-Hour Mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Enough time for your call and thoughts. If you make it now to 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the shadowy Kingston group. Sounds like it should be a group of elites meeting in some kind of hotel somewhere plotting the end of the world. But no, it's actually just a group of polygamists in Salt Lake City. We'll continue with learning more about what it's like to live as one of the Kingstons here in a moment.
Check out the School Sucks Project. My friend Jason Osborne, I was just over at his house last night, he's just did a recent episode of School Sucks. You can go get it at schoolsucksproject.com. It's quite a confronting name, School Sucks. What do they mean? Well, what they talk about there is real education, because there's only one teacher. You only have one teacher in this world. That's you. You teach yourself. No one can teach you anything if you don't want to learn it. So it's about self-education and deconstructing state indoctrination. Education doesn't necessarily go on in schools when you outsource the responsibility for a task to someone else. Suddenly you have no responsibility for it anymore. So when you outsource the responsibility of learning to someone else, an organization like a public school or a private school or whatever, you abdicate responsibility to yourself. They're supposed to teach me. No, you got to teach yourself. Check it out, schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. An interview with a young man, 25 years old, who managed to get away from the Kingston group. Now, you know, it wasn't like he had to escape. It wasn't a coercive situation, but they definitely wanted to make things uncomfortable, and so they put him on the outs after they found out that he was dating people outside of the group, specifically men, but also he was dating women as well, again, not within the Kingston family, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's going to be a real problem.
So they gave him a motel key and told him, all your stuff's there. Here's your check. This is what,
their motel, too.
Yeah. So, asked how many wives his father has, he said 14. His mother, the seventh wife, had 12 kids. And how many siblings does he have? He says, in total, I stopped counting at 160-ish. Imagine.
Jeez. No!
Do you even know them all?
How do you house people like this? You just buy up a street?
Different houses. So I'll get into that here if we get a chance. Do you even know them all? He's asked. I know. Well, let's see. Until I left, I knew them all by name. Like I said, it had been a couple years now, and I'm starting to lose track of the names. The ones around my age I'll remember forever. It's mostly the little kids that I don't remember.
Yeah, I suppose that if you just stop caring about the, oh, here's another one, yeah.
Question, have you always known you were gay? Answer, I was very religious, and in that group, I did like the sense of community, the sense of belonging. I was born there, so you feel like everything you were... feel like everything you are taught is just how it is. I feel like I was part of something. It was my whole reason for life. To find out everything I knew was a lie was huge. During that time, to answer your question, I had those urges. I probably would have just been happier just not acting on them because I knew the guilt would just never leave me alone. I probably would have gotten married, done what I was supposed to do, because that's what makes you happy, doing what you're supposed to do. Well, I, of course, don't agree with that. I think you should follow your heart and do what you want to do, not what other people want you to do. If you're living for somebody else, you're not living for yourself. So what good is life at that point?
It's going to be really confronting at some point down the line, and it's really the worst thing you can do for the person with whom you you contract to live is somehow try to live a life
to pretend.
The life that isn't what you want to live. It's a terrible thing to do to the kids that are going to be issued from that relationship.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, please don't live the way that you don't want to live, because it's only going to backfire. And this isn't about gay people. This is about anybody. It's just going to be bad news.
Question. When you say you found out everything was a lie, what are you referring to? What were you being lied about? What were you being lied to about? Answer. I really started questioning things after my sister got married. She was in a relationship, and she was being beaten by this man. She was his first wife. He choked her once, and she passed out.
Jeez.
He went to work and didn't even wait to see if she woke up. When me and my mom stepped in, we came and took her away from him. The police got involved. Then things started going south after that. She was told she needed to go back to him, or she would be asked to leave the group. They have a 0% divorce rate in the group, and they are very proud of that. I kind of started really digging into things
after that.
Well,
you don't have to divorce him just to live on your own. Go back home.
I understand that, Mark, but this group has rules. They have certain strictures that are being placed on people, and if you want to be part of this group with a sense of community, then you'll stay with the abusive man.
I guess that's what it is.
I started really digging into things after that, he says. I made sure no other woman would marry him. We would have these dances, which was the only time you interact with members of the opposite sex.
Whoa. Pretty weird there. I wonder how often those occur.
I would see him dance with someone, and then I would immediately ask that same girl to dance with me. As soon as we would start dancing, I would say, "Don't marry Bob. He beats his wives." Okay, next subject. How's your day going? Next question. Did you, what was the, well, anyway, let me skip a couple of these. There's a bunch of these questions in here, and I have posted the full interview on our Facebook page. My dad keeps a family account, and all the children who work to contribute to it is still your money, but you have to go through him to get it.
Interesting.
It was a time.
So they work for the business essentially as employees, and then he just manages their money.
Something like that. Mm. There was a time close to the end when I found out I didn't actually have most of the money I was making. Question, he has a family account, but all the women still need to work to feed the children. How come they can't buy food with that money? He says he'll help out here and there. On Mother's Day, he'll buy meals, or on holidays, he'll buy us a bag of oats. That's typical there, just oats and milk, not oatmeal. Oats, milk, and maybe some honey or molasses to sweeten it. Did all of your dad's wives live in the same home? This is the question you were asking before. Oh, no. We all had different homes. We probably saw him twice a month at the most. How did that affect you, not having a father at home? Honestly, to this day, I have a hard time with older male figures. If they're in the room, I tend to try to leave the room. Every time he comes over, I considered it bedtime. He wasn't very nice. All my experiences with him, he wasn't very nice. He would slap the kids. He was a very angry person. How much older was he than your mother? Do you know anything about his upbringing at all? He was 13 years older than her. His father was the previous leader of the group. His mother was not the first wife, but she ended up taking the role of the first wife because she was the first to have children. He grew up very strict. Abuse and fear for respect instead of love was the basis of our relationship. Question, do you still have a relationship with either of your parents? Answer, I still talk to my mother. She's amazing. I don't understand her choice to stay there, but we both decided that we just wouldn't talk about our relationships and instead still have a relationship with each other. Question, when you were kicked out, what went through your head? How did you figure out what you were going to do with yourself? Answer, when he told me to leave, I asked, how is this helping anyone? I was there feeding everyone every day. They would have to find someone else to feed all those kids. And he kicked you out because you were gay? Asked the interviewer. Yeah, it was pretty rough. I had no idea where I was going to go. I had no idea how the world worked. I'd gotten used to the weirdest things, and I thought they were normal. What we were told is that everything is just sex, drugs, and crazy things on the outside, and that's why we stay inside our community and don't talk to outsiders. If you leave, you can never come back. And that's because it's a cult, though. The second you get knowledge, you realize they're crazy, and they don't want you to come back and tell people, because then they'll all leave.
Question. So, exactly, I mean, I just wonder if he wanted to go back, and, like, what does go back mean? Be accepted within a group, or be in a physical location?
Probably both.
If he wanted to be in a physical location and warn people, hey, I'll just letting you know, Bob's nuts. This whole group of people is nuts, and the things you've been told are lies.
Well, he may not be able to access those locations.
Well, that's the issue. Is what does go back mean?
Back into the community and the places they exist in. Now they live in Salt Lake, so this isn't a group that's shut off from the rest of the world.
Do they have internet?
The next question is, how does the group maintain that level of ignorance in a big city like Salt Lake? Answer, they use religion. It's just black and white when it comes to that. This is good. This is bad. We're good. Outsiders are bad. We are the only ones who will make it to heaven. They discourage Facebook, though a lot of people have it. I can't figure it out. I don't know how to answer that question exactly. I know I lived there for 23 years, but I was basically oblivious. I just knew that that was how things were. So even in a place like Salt Lake City, in a relatively metropolitan urban area, in a place where internet is accessible, they managed to keep these people that brainwashed.
And I think it's fascinating to see how different cultures work, because different cultures absolutely can exist right alongside each other. It's amazing to see it, and it's happening right in your communities. People don't act the same way you do, and they have different customs and they do different stuff. But man, oh man, some of the stuff is weird.
We're only about halfway through this interview, so if you want to learn even more about the Kingston Group, check out our Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's also up on our Twitter and Google+, if you prefer those. And if you want to connect to any of those, go to news.freetalklive.com for quick links to all of those. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.